trying to avert another financial fracas.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to hear from President Obama later today. He'll be outlining his plans for fixing the financial system, at least regulating it to a point where the administration thinks it can't break like it's broken before. Marketplace's Steve Henn tells us the sweeping restructuring of the U.S. system of financial and bank regulation includes some pretty hefty proposals.
One of the biggest ideas is that all financial institutions will need to reduce their leverage and have more capital on hand. If you want to make an analogy to a household budget, this is kind of like asking banks to put 20% down on their new house instead of 5%. And the idea here is if things get ugly in the future, banks will be in better shape to weather the storm. The rules will also tighten regulation on derivatives markets and make those markets more transparent and require firms that create, you know, bundles of mortgage-backed securities to actually invest some of their own cash in what they're creating. So they're less likely to create toxic investments and junk.
Marketplace's Steve Henn. For their part, some Republicans say while they agree with the need for regulatory change, they're concerned about the government's large role in it. A reminder for the latest on the story, check out our sister program, Marketplace, later today. Stocks today just can't get out of the doldrums. Over in Europe, shares are lower across the board. Asian markets closed mostly lower as well. Here at home yesterday, the S&P 500 dropped 1.25%. The Dow tumbled more than 100 points, 1.2%, to close at 8504. The NASDAQ shed more than 1% as well. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gives a speech in about an hour. He'll be at the Global Financial Literacy Summit in Washington, talking about community development finance institutions. They work in low-income and minority communities where major banks aren't such major players. Tamara Keith tells us more about them.
CDFIs are like banks with a do-gooder mission. They lend money to low-income people. They finance affordable housing projects and small businesses. They take risks that banks don't, to the tune of $5 billion a year. And in this financial climate, demand for their services is up. That's according to a new report from the Opportunity Finance Network. Mark Pinsky is the network's president.
One of the things we're seeing is small businesses who no longer have access to lines of credit that they had recently.
It's great to feel needed, but Pinsky says community development finance institutions can't lend to everyone who needs help.
Our capital is stable. Liquidity is down, meaning that we can't get enough new capital coming in to meet the growing demand.
The institutions will be getting some new capital soon, $100 million from the stimulus package. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
No agreement as yet between the owners of the Boston Globe and its largest union. The New York Times Company owns the newspaper. They failed to reach an agreement on wage and benefit cuts after another all-night negotiating session that went well into this morning. A spokesman for the paper today said a pay cut of 23% remains in effect, and informal talks are expected to continue later today by telephone, and both sides will meet again in person on Monday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Banquet, Hebrew National, and Peter Pan. More at conagrafoods.com. And by Super Brands, Brand Week's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brand Week Super Brands for more information.
Agriculture may seem relatively recession-proof. After all, people have to eat. But economic trends have been reshaping the ag industry, and many farm laborers are getting squeezed. In the Deep South, low-income workers are at risk of sliding farther into poverty. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports from the Mississippi Delta.
For generations, African Americans in the South eked out a living by picking cotton. It was back-breaking work for very little money, and it became a common theme in blues songs.
Oh, when them cotton bolls get rotten, you couldn't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields at home.
Work has gotten easier on those old cotton fields, but there's less of it. Farmers are planting about half as much cotton as they did in 2006, according to the Department of Agriculture. That's bad news for Chris Moore, who lives in the poor rural town of Chula, Mississippi. The 25-year-old used to work full-time at a cotton gin.
Right about now, we'll be out there working, but now we laid off.
Moore's hours have been cut to 2 days a week. He can barely pay his bills. In surrounding Holmes County, the unemployment rate is 17%. Farmers are hiring fewer workers as they shift to less labor-intensive crops, like corn. And machines are doing much of the work that's left. Calvin Head runs the nonprofit West Holmes Community Development Corporation.
You got automation that's taking place. All the equipment, it doesn't require a lot of field time like it used to. It's just put a burden on that low-income worker.
The low-income farm workers who still have jobs are essentially trapped.
It just ain't no job right here. So you have to kind of stick with what you got, whether you like it or not.
That's Danny Randall. He's been doing farm work since he was 14. He's 67 now and still puts in long days driving a tractor. But he doesn't earn extra money, even if he works extra hours.
Let me say you're supposed to work 8 hours. You work 10, you're going to get just regular pay. You know, you don't get no overtime.
Locals used to be able to find a job that pays overtime if they were willing to drive more than 50 miles to work at one of the auto manufacturing plants. But now, due to the economy, those firms have been laying off employees, leaving folks here even more economically isolated. In Chula, Mississippi, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Finally, forget about all those highfalutin bullions. Gold is going the way of diet soda and corn chips. Today's Financial Times says a German asset management company plans on setting up 500 gold-to-go ATMs this year in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. They'll dispense gold coins or bars in places such as airports and malls. There's been a lot of interest in gold after the financial crisis made people a bit nervous about investing in more traditional assets. Hey, our website's pretty valuable, marketplace.org. You can share your thoughts there with our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, and the Scratchpad. It's all at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy your Tuesday. And your Wednesday, I should say.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.